It is time for Sporting a Cause with Willie Hallihan here on Robinhood Radio, sportingacause.com, the website to head to find out all the different myriad of sports-related fundraising activities that are going on in our area. And the guy who puts it all together in one simple place at sportingacause.com is Willie Hallihan. Willie, good morning.
Good morning, Marshall. Did your thermometer dip down into the 40s over there this morning?
It was right at 40 degrees this morning. So
we're getting there, aren't we?
Well, the nights are cool now, and the days are getting warm, but still, when I get up in the morning now and come to work, it's dark when it used to be light. So.
Yeah, the writing's on the wall, isn't it?
It is. Well, definitely the writing's on the wall because we have Labor Day weekend.
Yes, we do, yeah. And there is so much to talk about, so I better get right to it. Because we're in the middle of the Labor Day weekend, there's a lot going on that listeners can go to today and tomorrow. There are two multi-day events. The first I'll talk about is the Goshen Fair. We're in day two of that. It's open from 8 this morning to 9 tonight today and 8 to 6 tomorrow, the final day. And the Goshen Fair is on my website because there are sports-related events going on throughout the three-day run. And the Goshen Agricultural Society, which puts on the fair, uses part of their profits to donate scholarship money to Wimogo High School. But anyway, both today and tomorrow, there are lumberjack events. This is especially a big deal this year because the New England Cup Championships are being held at the Goshen Fair for the first time. So they're the same cool events like axe throwing and chopping and sawing and so forth, but we're getting the best of the best there to do it, so that makes it special. There are also tractor pulls, antique and otherwise, skillet throwing contests, all those quirky things that make country fairs so much fun to go to. So that's today and tomorrow. Also going on this weekend, of course, is the Lime Rock Park's Historic Vintage Car Weekend. It started back Thursday with the increasingly popular vintage car parade that ended up in Falls Village. It just gets bigger and better every year. Today, of course, there's no racing today, but they have the Concours d'Elegance, which is a wildly well-loved event where all of these extraordinary vintage racing cars are on display. Some of them are like worth $1 million. But there's a lot more going on. They've got food trucks. They've got part swaps, all kinds of things. And as you mentioned last weekend, Marshall, Lime Rock Park lets nonprofits set up tents and do their thing, and the Bargain Barn is one of them. And the main beneficiary of Lime Rock Park is the Michael J. Fox Foundation. Also starting today and running through the whole month of September is the Million Mile. That's a virtual event organized by Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation. It addresses childhood cancer. And virtual events are events that you don't go to a particular place to walk or run. You do it wherever you are. And this is one of those. You can walk, run, bike, do whatever, walk your dog. And for the month of September, you keep track of your mileage. You solicit donations from your friends like any other kind of walk. And hopefully at the end of the month, you've accumulated a lot of miles and a lot of money. And together, the event hopes to reach 1 million miles and all of the funds that go with that. Very worthy cause. And that's in conjunction with September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. Now this Thursday, the 5th of September, Fairview Hospital Golf Classic. It's been a long-running event up at the Stockbridge Golf Course. Four-person scramble format, and they use the money that they make there to upgrade their equipment. This year that's a new heart monitoring equipment that they're looking to purchase. Saturday, 2 days later, on the 7th, the Aminia Fire Company Golf Tournament over at Under Mountain Golf Course. This is also an 18-hole, four-person scramble. There are two flights, both a morning and afternoon one, and, of course, it benefits the Aminia Fire Company. And starting Saturday and Sunday next, September 7th and 8th, and running every Saturday and Sunday for the month of September are the Housatonic Heritage Walks. This is an extraordinary program. The Upper Housatonic Heritage Area is one of 17 federal projects, federal entities in the United States. And they're special areas because they're so rich in culture and history and and natural resources that they deserve special consideration. And every year for the month in the fall for 8 days, the Housatonic Heritage Area sponsors these walks. There's 60 of them that will be conducted over the coming month. They're all free. Every single one of them is guided by an expert in their field. You'll visit historic buildings. There are cultural areas. One example is a bridge made out of stone that was built back in the 1800s. It's still there, and architectural wonder, things like that. They tend towards the natural. There are a lot of preserves that you go to visit and walk. There's short 1 to 3 mile walks. There are preserves that I've never heard of before. But anyway, for the month of September, if you're looking for something to do, this is a perfect opportunity. They're meant to display all these gems that we have in our area and the need to preserve them. I'll be talking about that those events for the next. And their website is extraordinarily complete. You can go to my website to find out about it, but HousatonicHeritage.org is their website, and they're very specific about every single event that they put on. Next Saturday on the 7th, the Cerebral Palsy Walk. This is on the walkway over the Hudson. A beautiful state park is what it is. And it's in conjunction with Accessibility Awareness Day. The event is organized by and benefits the Cerebral Palsy of Ulster County. They fund research, programs, and services for families of sufferers. The following day on Sunday, September 8th, the Barry Hopkins 12th Annual Run at Awana. This is over in Hudson, New York at Awana State Historical Site. And that run benefits our education at Awana Partnership. And also next Sunday, the Walk to End Alzheimer's of Litchfield County is being held at White Memorial Conservation Center in Litchfield. This is a national event. There are probably 400 of these walks scattered around the country. It's the Alzheimer's organization's largest fundraiser. It's a cause dear to my heart, and many Alzheimer's touches almost everyone probably. I'm guessing it's probably one of the smaller ones, being in Litchfield County, but they'll raise over $100,000. It's hugely successful, and the Alzheimer's Association uses their funds for research, and they fund programs and services for families of Alzheimer's sufferers. And then finally, next Sunday also, is the Woofstock 5K and Dog Walk. It's similar to the Run and Wag that we hold in Cornwall every year. It benefits the Berkshire Humane. It's their biggest fundraiser of the year. It's held at the Common and on First Street in Pittsfield. And that about wraps it up. I kind of sped up my patter here just to try to get it all in, but there's a lot going on between this weekend and next.
And also, we can't forget, coming up in the future, of course, you have your golf tournament. We have the Sharon Fire Department golf tournament, which is coming up, the Ken Volunteer Fire
Department. Yeah, yeah. September is a very golf-intensive month. It surprises people. They think, well, you know, June and July would be the busy golf months, but no, September is the busiest month for golf tournaments. They're all crammed in, and unfortunately, I think some step on others, in terms of their proximity. But these Sunday mornings will be busy from now on, Marshall.
All right, Willie, I want you to get involved in those games today and see what you can do.
I'm very good at watching.
Well, I remember you as being a good athlete, so I think you should mix it up a little bit.
Well, used to is the key phrase there.
All right, Willie, have a great weekend.
You do the same, Marshall. Bye.
Take care.